This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ari from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday the 31st of May. Coming up, cucumbers are blamed for German deaths, the BBC meets the fastest man in the world, and pop star Shakira shares a stage with Champions League winners. But first, millions of people are at risk of going hungry because of the rising price of food. That's according to a big study by Oxfam. The charity says lots of foods are set to get twice as expensive over the next 20 years. The single biggest reason is extreme weather, which many people believe is caused by climate change. Things like floods and droughts destroy crops, and when there's less of something, the price goes up. Abdelreza Abbasieh is with the UN. He agrees with Oxfam that the rising price of food is a big problem.
Prices are up almost 80% from last year. That's bad enough, and there are obviously prices that in many parts of the world probably makes food unaffordable.
One of the big changes Oxfam is calling for is a special fund which helps countries cope with climate change. Next, cucumbers are being blamed for the deaths of 16 people and for making hundreds of others ill. It's thought the vegetables were infected with E. coli, which is a bug that can, in rare cases, be fatal. The German authorities have blamed organic Spanish cucumbers, but Spain says that's not true. Next, the American city hit by the country's worst tornado for 60 years has been remembering the 142 people who died. President Barack Obama flew into Joplin, Missouri to join a minute's silence exactly a week after the twister struck. The president promised to help locals in every way he can.
We will be with you every step of the way until Joplin is restored and this community is back on its feet. We're not going anywhere.
Next up, the Manchester United midfielder Paul Scholes has announced his retirement from the game at the age of 36. The player who spent his whole career with the club won 10 Premier League titles, 2 Champions Leagues and 3 FA Cups. Now, we all know him as the fastest man in the world. Oh yes, the 3-time world and Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is in a league of his own. So how did he get to where he is today? The BBC met the man himself at his old school in Jamaica, where it all began. He gives his old PE teacher, Lorna Thorpe, a lot of the credit.
For me, she's like a second mom. While I was in high school, she looked out for me fully. Anything I wanted, she made sure I was always in class. She was always like on me in school.
And finally, pop star Shakira has been helping Barcelona celebrate their Champions League win over Manchester United. The Colombian singer is going out with Barca defender Gerard Piqué and invited him and his teammates to show off their moves during her concert. And for today's question, we want to know what the capital of Shakira's home country is. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.